Okay, so I'm still lurking. I'm looking around the corridors at Lambeth Town Hall, and I found the ever-friendly face of Chukka Amuna, who is on Twitter. Chukka Amuna, who is the Labour prospective parliamentary candidate for the Streatham ward.
And Chukka was... Constituency, yes.
Constituency. Oh, wards are my local and national levels. I'm with the big boys here, and I'm trembling slightly. No, but you were observing, Chukka, really, the Labour group hit Lambeth Council, and then ratifying the whole Tesco Hub decision. What did you make of the arguments that were put forward today, and are you, do you think really that finally we've reached a turning point with the hub scheme?
I do. I mean, I very much welcome the fact that there has been a deal done. I completely understand the hesitancy and some might say pessimism of local residents as to whether this will actually go ahead. Given the history of this whole scheme, and that's entirely understandable. I think for me, one of the really new things that came out today that has given me more confidence than before that Tesco's really are serious about delivering this scheme, and I've actually literally just hot-footed it over here to talk to you, Jason, from having had a long conversation with Tesco's, is that I didn't realise that this had gone to the board three times now. And on the first two occasions, no approval was given, but this was the first time it got approval. And in particular, it was pushed ahead and got approval from the top man, Sir Terry Leahy, who we all know more or less controls that place. I think that was very significant, and that's not something we knew about before. I do have concerns about the temporary provision on the common. I would want to know a bit more about the other sites which have been explored for that. If this is absolutely the only possible site, and I fear that it probably may be, and of course it's far from ideal having this big temporary structure on the common, and I think we need to be sure that the common is left in a better state than before the temporary structure was put there.
Yeah, it could be an opportunity maybe. Yes, having this temporary structure, the whole important thing here was continuity of provision. But once the hub does open in December 2012...
Well, that's it. It's temporary, isn't it?
It could be then a chance to maybe see what was wrong with the common in general and then perhaps think about more landscaping and putting some new facilities.
That's right. And they were very clear today, the officers of the council in particular, that Tesco's will not be allowed to open their new supermarket until the new ice rink is ready. So, you know, the risk of what happened in Richmond happening here occurring... I think we can say that, you know, we've got the comfort that we need, that hopefully will not happen, because, you know, Tesco's need to open that supermarket to recoup the money that they've invested in the area, and they're not going to be allowed to do that until the temporary rink closes and their new rink is open. So I think, you know, that gives us a certain amount of comfort. But I'm massively positive about this. We haven't really had any proper movement on this scheme, really, for the last, you know, most of the last decade. And this is the first signs of proper movement. And I can't wait to see the diggers move in and actually start transforming that area. And it will be painful. We don't, you know, as I said, in an ideal world, you wouldn't have this big temporary structure on the common. But our, you know, fantastic ice hockey team and Olympian skaters need somewhere to skate in Streatham.
Is this deal watertight, though? That was my concern, Chukka, from listening to the Cabinet debate, in particular when the Council's legal advisor had to interject and just really clear at the point that the Secretary of State would need to give planning permission for the temporary facilities. And bearing in mind that Tesco need to put in these temporary facilities before they start putting the first brick in place, is there any chance, do you think, they could get jittery still? Is this a done legal deal?
I tell you the only thing that I think could potentially interrupt this process is if the economy does a nosedive again, but, you know, to a more severe extent than before. The prospects for residential sales and the residential conveyancing market look pretty good at the moment. At the end of the day, we just got to be realistic about this. They are about money, that outfit, and their board have to maximise shareholder value. And I don't think anyone can guarantee 100% that any development in the country will go ahead. And I wouldn't pretend to be able to say, I walk out of this meeting feeling I can say 100% to the people I, you know, love and hope to represent that, you know, we're going to 100% definitely have this scheme delivered. What I can say is I'm more confident than ever that it will be. I think we have a certain level of commitment from them. And let's face it, I mean, if they don't go ahead and do this, they know what's going to happen. They won't get any planning permission to do anything with the ice rink, which they need from the council, and it will just get CPO'd. And that does really give us leverage. They're sitting on prime value real estate on the A23. And if they don't do what we want to do with it, them to do with it and deliver for our community, we're not going to give them planning permission to do anything with that site. They'll be sat there with this massive chain around their neck that could potentially be worth a lot of money, but because they won't play ball and think they can run roughshod over the community, they won't be able to develop.
Yeah, I think for me personally, this is the first time in a very, very long process, you know, going back 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
I think today is the positive news story.
I
do applaud what the council have done. They could have been sitting here today having to apologise as to where it's all gone wrong. It wasn't looking too good at the meeting we went to in February, but now the deal has been signed, so that's good. You know, I have concerns about the temporary provision.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the end story is that the hub is being built.
Absolutely.
That's what we wanted.
And that is exactly what we wanted, and you get that.
And are you finding, Chuck, during your campaigning, are people talking about leisure still and the hub?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it a big issue for you locally on the ground?
People in particular around Streatham do bring it up with you quite a lot. And I've already said, I'm on record for saying that, you know, it's a disgrace really that we have the leisure provision in the way that it is at the moment, and it was not, you know, it's not what we would have wished for. But in fairness to my council colleagues, I don't think they knew that the roof was going to fall in into Streatham Leisure Centre. And as I've said, you know, administrations of all different political persuasions have not majorly invested in the expectation that Tesco's were going to come forward and, you know, build this development. And they are now. So, you know, things are looking up, I think. I'm positive.
So onwards, that's the message, really.
Onwards and upwards,
we go.
Yeah.
And
you know, of course, you know, we know people have got concerns about this, and they will keep us on our toes and hold us to account, but that's how democracy works. That's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, so there's something rather major happening on May the 6th, both locally and nationally.
What's that?
You need to be busy.
What's that?
Out there, handshake. I've seen you around, in fairness, an awful lot doing things in the community.
Mm.
So, Chuck Ramina, that's very, very kind. Thank you for your thoughts. Chuck is
pleasure.
The Labour perspective parliamentary candidate for Streatham, and not for the Streatham ward, the Streatham constituency.
That's right.
All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jason.